Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
We are back, season 6, episode 9, and we are in the great city of Cleveland, Ohio.
I feel like they always show up when we're at the Gundarena.
Yeah, they most definitely do. I was actually going to say, isn't the last time we were here that they was it was a good Raw? By the way, no spoilers, but it's a fucking good
that's
Raw.
That's a good Raw.
You could almost tell, maybe these are just the Cleveland fans, but like, everyone has a sign. This is like the attitude that you remember. You go through, everyone literally has a sign. Some good signs, some bad signs. But mostly good signs.
There's basically everything written down. This is probably the most notes I've ever taken.
Really?
Second note is tons of signs.
Tons of signs.
So we're on the same page.
Some of the signs were just like somebody wrote something on a sticky note and stuck on the computer and were like, I'm going to bring that here on March 2nd, 1998 to Monday Night Raw. And what a good Raw we have for you. Jim Ross, Kevin Kelly, and Michael Cole on commentary. And what other way to start this motherfucker?
Break it down.
Break it down the same way you're hyped when we play the music in the intro. This is it. And I don't know, maybe if I just haven't watched Monday Night Raw in quite some time, but they're coming out, the crowd's popping, even though there is this HBK Stone Cold feud going on right now. Everyone in like Stone Cold shirts is still pumped to hear that DX music.
That's like peak just popularity. Everybody loves him. Everybody hates him too somehow. And then Stone Cold's the same way. He's the best.
Yeah.
Everybody's pumped. This is so electric too.
Yeah, it's electric. I'm like sitting there. I'm like, ooh. The song I've heard a million times every time I hit these videos, but it doesn't get old for me, and it doesn't even get old watching it again here in 1998. So the DX music hits, and Triple H is saying the same thing he said when he was in Shawn's penthouse.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, playing pool with the ladies. Penthouse.
Yeah.
Shawn's bar.
Remember
Shawn's
bar? Yeah,
the corner bar.
Angle, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect spot for a guy like Shawn.
Yeah. There's not a door, so I'm going to have to squeeze under here. Underneath the bar.
I think he'd have the thing that flipped up.
Yeah, it didn't flip up. Yeah. Have you ever been to bars where they had that? Yeah. It's like you're going to put the fruit tray where you need to, and like you're standing there grabbing a drink, and then like you just see a waitress crawl underneath you.
That's like a really good secret BJ spot, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not so much secret, but a BJ spot.
Yeah, it's a BJ spot. Yeah. There's nothing secret about it.
Yeah, there's a...
Better than having holes in the under the bar. Instead of the hooks where you hang your coat, you just got a little hole cut out.
Oh, you hang your coat? I thought that was an extra seat.
Yeah. GB taught you that one.
That's what I thought when they meant the hooker.
Oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. I get it. And that's one of your... You like that word. It's a big term.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, my hooker bit. If you don't remember, I used to jerk off to letters. Hooker
well,
being
a combination of letters.
Yeah, a combination.
Forming a word. Hooker being first and foremost.
I don't just see a stop sign. You know what I mean? But if there was two O's in that stop sign, if it said Stoop, I might go.
Love Sesame Street, letter of the day.
Yeah.
Instant
letter of the day, let's get it going. Yeah, so Triple H does say the same thing when he was at Chum's penthouse, saying that WrestleMania this year will be X-rated. He didn't curse his time like he did in the in Shawn's penthouse, but it was the same message here.
Yeah.
So Shawn is now again calling out Owen Hart. As you remember, he took his European title, so I'm assuming we will see that sometime here in WrestleMania. And Shawn gets on the mic. By the way, this whole Triple H promo, Shawn is just pointing to his Rolex for about 3.5 minutes.
It's a fancy watch, man. It's about as good as it gets in 1998.
Oh, it is as good as it gets.
No Apple Watches and whatnot.
No. Rolex. It's coming back. Rolex coming back. And then Shawn gets on the mic and then basically tells Iron Mike Tyson
that he needs to stay in his lane.
Shawn also mentions, of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and the crowd goes absolutely fucking nuts just hearing his name.
Huge pop.
Yeah.
So I might even venture to say in 1996 to 1998, we got the best fans in the WWF in Cleveland, Ohio. And I would never say Cleveland's the best at anything. But that three-year span, they were killing it. Because remember when they had, I feel like it was SummerSlam there, and it was they had a race from the public transit with the Godwins versus, I forget who they were against. Oh, no, somebody rode horses, and the other people took the public
transit. Oh, the blackjack. Yeah, Yeah, and Phineas has never been on any sort of transportation before in his life.
Yeah,
remember him looking out the window in awe? Yeah. That was the highlight of the pay-per-view for you?
I don't remember anything else that happened.
Me neither.
But the fans were great. Yeah. I remember the fans being great. Probably because they were so
imagine happy. If somebody had set up to you and were like, hey, do you remember SummerSlam 1996 in Cleveland, Ohio? I'd be like, oh, yeah, dude, I do. I just watched that 4 months ago.
That might not have even been at SummerSlam. Like, it might have been like the lead up to it.
I think it was. We're like, what was your favorite match? Like, I don't know, but there was a little spinoff where they were promoting the monorail and the guy that was riding on
it. Yeah. That's something you see every day, you know?
Yeah. That was back when they thought trains were the future. Now everyone owns a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Carbon emissions, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So you thought Stone Cold's name just being said was a big enough pop. He does come out, that glass does shatter, and the whole place goes fucking nuts. Austin gets in a ring ready to talk his shit, and the lights go out, and it's Kane? My mind's blown from this episode already.
Already. So they have
interesting.
I believe last episode they announced it would be a match between the two, or at least Kane tried to call him out.
I think I vaguely remember that.
So this is that. They're gonna have a match at the end of the episode. So he just came out to distract Stone Cold while DX ran away, I guess.
Yeah, I thought Stone Cold was going to cut a good promo, but ends up Paul Bearer cutting a promo, kind of, and just telling Stone Cold that he doesn't even have to worry about WrestleMania because tonight Kane is going to send him straight to hell. Lights go, they leave. DX apparently left as soon as the lights go off, so Austin's looking for a mic. He goes over to the commentary table, takes one of the announcer's headsets off, and then just says, give me a hot dog and a beer, because Stone Cold's going to whip Kane's ass. I liked him talking
shit. Yeah, he did really good. What did he call him? A piece of trash?
Well, he goes, and you know why that's going to happen? You know why? And then you got to do JR. He goes, because that's the bottom line. Because why? It's like, that's about, and then JR's like,
Stone Cold says
that's, that's what I'm like. Yeah, go. And then calls him a piece of trash. Yeah. So great way.
And he just gets up on the table and puts everybody.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome. So
what do you think about the Stone Cold University shirts?
I like
SCU.
It.
SCU. Would you like that?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's off-brand.
I'm more of a Trump University, but...
Well, Hustlers University, too.
You think it's off-brand
Like, for the... Well, like, that attitude, like, oh, what are you going to do? You're a badass. You don't play by anybody's rules, but I really promote this university.
Yeah.
That, I get, isn't real, but it's kind of...
Get you an education, and that's the bottom line.
Reminded me of, like, the logo for the Monsters University, the Monsters, Inc. prequel. And I don't know if they have the same designer, Monsters, Inc. and Stone Cold University, but...
Are you saying Stone Cold stole the Monsters University logo?
Oh, no, I think vice versa.
Of course. This time machine's got you fucked up, Tom. Let's plug some of the things that are going on here tonight. We're getting a mystery celebrity here.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed with this one.
No, you will not. Do you guys remember the Legion of Doom?
No, the greatest tag team of all time.
Yeah, they broke up. So we're going to find out what's going on with Hawk and Animal here. And then we're going to pan over to Iron Mike Tyson rolling out of a stretch limo with another that was stretch limo. It's just a limo.
Are there non-stretch limos?
A hearse?
Yeah. So like you might see a hearse at any given episode, too.
That is true. So Mike Tyson's coming out with Shane McMahon, and we also know that Lil always put his title on the line, even though he's probably putting it up at WrestleMania. So we'll see how that pans out here tonight. I do want to say, I do have my sign of the night.
All right.
In this sea of signs, as you will. There is a sign that says WWF, right? World Wrestling Federation. And it says, we want Flash Funk. Is that in your notes? Ba-boom! My side of the net, your side of the net?
Okay, okay, okay. We're going to come back to this guy, because I think he might have been a plant.
I will also say I know what you're talking about, because he's next to the other plant?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Right? So,
but I didn't think it at first.
It's like, okay, Flash Funk sometimes wrestles.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get him here, okay?
It said we want Funkettes, because Funkettes is one word. Funk is two words.
Where have the Funkettes been? We do not know.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I don't know if it was the same guy, but there's a Brett Quitman Hart.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, you were really, really looking.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, I will say, I mean, in a sea of thousands of signs.
This was another.
A lot of them are just either
Stone Cold. Home Depot sucks. Did you see that sign?
No, I didn't.
I don't know what happened in Cleveland to the Home Depot, but.
Since this is on my mind, I didn't write it down, but there was, it said Dyslexio 613. I thought that was great. Dyslexia. 613. And it's always, these are the funniest signs because you can tell where the letters are big and then they just narrow down really small because they didn't have the room. Do it in pencil first. Come
on. Yeah.
Do it in
practice one at least. Come on.
All right, let's get into these matches. We got the New Age Outlaws, and let's refresh your mind from last week. They were doing some sort of home video and getting in their rental car when Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie came out with a chainsaw, and Cactus Jack beat the shit out of the windshield with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
So these guys are in neck braces.
Well, it's a lot of, tough break there. Easy to get some whiplash in a situation like that.
Okay, sure.
So, I wouldn't think they'd be able to wrestle. Surprised they're even back. You know, they should be in the hospital, I would think.
Yeah. Well, they're coming out to the ring, cutting a little bit of a promo. There's a dumpster right on ringside with them. I think anywhere they go, there's always a dumpster. And they're saying that they're gonna press some legal charges against Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie.
A lot of legal stuff going on, and no Clarence Mason to be seen.
I know. Mm. Maybe he's just too busy with all these lawsuits, so he doesn't have time to go on TV. Air. Yeah. Wild, but also, not only are they pressing charges, but they do have a doctor's note that says they cannot wrestle tonight.
Mm.
How could they? In their braces.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that would make them wrestle is maybe if Sergeant Slaughter, didn't override.
I think he's the only one who can override the doctor's note.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he do it?
Yeah, he does.
Sergeant Slaughter gets on the Titantron and says,
"No way, Outlaws, you maggot. You got to wrestle, basically, because I'm the commissioner."
That's it. Yeah. You maggots. You guys have to cut it. Yeah. You got to do
something.
Yeah, you're on the card. Yeah. And he says, not only will they wrestle here tonight, but they are putting up their tag team titles.
We talked last week. This really was prophetic. I was like, well, how come the Disciples of Apples haven't gotten a title shot yet? They've been winning matches. They've been going hard, and all of a sudden you hear boom, and it's those nice Titan bikes.
They always say how beautiful those Titan bikes are.
So I've been watching some WCW from '96 to in my spare time, not too much, but in the summer of '96 they have a pay per view called Hog Wild, and it's at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're all everybody's just revving their motorcycles throughout the whole match.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of exhaust, I imagine. Was it outdoors?
Yeah, of course.
Still a lot of exhaust out there. Yeah. I watched, I don't know, it was like a clip that came up on an Instagram reel or something, or obviously at Sturgis, or maybe it was just a photo of this chick with her ass showing. It's like, this is why we go to Sturgis. And I'm like, this bitch is nasty. I'm looking, she's probably the quote-unquote hottest woman there. Mm. And yeah, she looked gross. Nice ass, but that's about it.
Well, I think, when you're around so many sweaty hot hogs, that, anybody looks a little better.
Movie buff, here we go. Another movie I've seen, Wild Hogs.
Oh, really?
Tim Allen? Tim Allen. Dude, there was a whole lineup.
Oh, I know, but Tim Allen, was Sylvester Stallone in it, too?
Oh, man.
I'm thinking The Expendables.
With Tim Allen? Yeah.
No. With Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Like, we're going to get all the toughest guys from the last 30 years of action.
Tim the Toolman Taylor should have died hundreds of times.
Yeah.
You're telling me that wasn't tough?
No, it was definitely tough, for sure. So I'll come Skull and Eight Ball, to your point, having got a title. In my mind, I'm like, oh, they're going to put the titles up against the line, or on the line tonight. And I hear, broom, broom, broom. I go, nah, not really.
Well, you knew they weren't going to anyway.
Right.
WrestleMania's right around
the corner. It's crazy to even have these title matches when it's like, everyone's going to keep their title till WrestleMania, but we shall see. We shall see. So Outlaws versus DOA, and this, most of the match is just outside the ring. And Billy Gunn gets thrown into a dumpster. Remember that dumpster that was just sitting there? That
convenient.
Yeah. What do you think was inside that?
Trash, maybe?
Yeah. A couple banana peels.
Yeah, a couple Bottington cans.
Yeah, empty refried bean cans.
With a little refried beans left?
Of course. Yeah, you can't get it all out. You can never finish it. You can scrape and scrape, but then it's just metal on metal.
Who's refrying the beans, by the way? So, like...
Well, they're already refried.
I know, yeah. I know, but who's doing that?
Triple refried? That's crazy.
Like, if you cook it again, is that a triple fried bean?
Yeah, it is.
Shit.
Yeah.
Should be marketing that.
Yeah. But you're not really
refried.
You're not
refried. Tree fried beans.
Tree fried beans. Two or tree fried beans.
Couple two tree fried beans.
But are you really frying it if you're heating it over a campfire
now? On the engine of your car?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess not. Yeah.
How much stuff can you hold in that stick and bandana?
A bit more than you'd think.
Yeah. Couple two tree packs of Marlboros, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember the stick and bandana? The typical
the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. That's when homeless people used to just be homeless. Now they're crazy.
Yeah, right? Now they're doing drugs and stuff. Yeah.
That guy would be fine with a couple two-tree bucks and a couple refried beans.
I feel like there's a better way to carry things. Maybe that's why they figured, either maybe bags are just more easy to get now. Bags are available now. You don't really need to buy a stick and a bandana.
Before,
I'm pretty sure you could get bags easier than bandanas these days.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I own zero bandanas and a few bags.
Yeah, ever since the Rock of Love, they pretty much ran out of bandanas.
Yeah, dude.
Brett Thanks, Michael. VH1. Yeah, but because back then everything there never used to be paper or plastic. It used to just be paper. So you get that brown paper bag wet. Bandana, you can just wring out.
Yeah, you need the brown paper bag for your liquor bottle anyway, if you're a hobo.
Yeah, just a.
You know, in middle school, I dressed as a hobo for Halloween, and I had that, and I had a brown paper bag with an empty wine bottle in it. And I won the best costume contest. And I did put a beard, so I burnt the cork and rubbed it on my face like a beard. Not like blackface, like a beard.
How much of your face was black?
A quarter or less. A quarter, maybe? Not this much.
Wait, so hold on. You didn't just use makeup for the beard, you burnt the cork?
Gay, dude.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be gay. Right, we would have gave him best costume, but he's a homo, so Spider-Man, come on up here and accept your award. So either way, we did talk about what the hell is in that dumpster. It ends up being Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie. So they chase the New Age Outlaws out of the ring for a 10 count, which also, I don't know, makes me think, if you're putting the titles up on anything, why not just run?
Yeah.
You don't lose the titles. It's
impossible to lose
them. You could just run. And then also, it's like, after that, Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie are like celebrating in the ring, and so is DOA for the victory. Like, you guys could have had the title.
Hey,
you should be beating the shit
out of
it.
It's a win. It's good on the resume.
Yeah, that is true. Here's a couple guys we haven't seen in a while. Mark Merrill with Sable versus the one and only dude, not Ken Shamrock, because they use the same voice for both of these guys, so it's going to get confusing. But Tom Brandy. Wearing the Italian trunks.
Yeah.
Sticking with it.
Really getting into the Italian thing. I like the flag. It looks good.
Apparently Magenta was gay or something. So I'm going back to my roots.
I mean, I'm very, very Sicily. Sincere about it.
Oh, Salvatore, huh?
Ah.
Yeah. All right, so Mero's coming out with Sable. He takes about 6 steps out of the ramp. And decides, these horn dogs in Cleveland cannot look at her anymore. So he pushes Sable backstage, and the match goes on. And meanwhile, as the match is going down, not Sable's coming out, but remember old Luna Vachon?
Oh yeah,
her and Sable got a lot of beef.
Yeah, they do. They're beefing. I think we guessed that might be the first women's match we actually get.
That is true.
So they've come to blows a couple of times. And I just realized my Luna Vachon and my Sergeant Slaughter is the same impression.
Yeah, well, I'm out here, you maggot.
We are running out of them. Later down the road, I'm like, and John Cena comes out, yo, dude, hustle, loyalty, respect, dude. Like,
we got four. They won't let us do Japanese Hitler anymore.
Yeah.
So now we really got four left.
That was actually my best one. I don't know how we can get
Triple
rid of
H, Trump, William Shatner, HBK. We got Tom Brady and Tommy Bahama.
Yeah,
And then we got Sergeant Slaughter / Luna Vachon.
Yeah, they're all the same.
And Triple H Trump, though. That's a good one.
We're still good until he gets locked up or something. Yeah. We can't do it anymore. So Luna's coming out. She's watching ringside. While she's watching ringside, the entire crowd during this match is chanting for Sable. Luna actually grabs Brandy along the ropes, and Meryl gets a low blow, ends up parlaying that into a TKO. So Mark Merrill gets to win here over Tom Brandy. And Merrill is confused as to why the hell Luna Vachon is here.
Mm.
So Luna gets in the ring and she's having a discussion. Merrill's like, what are you doing here? Luna doesn't hold back. Luna kisses Mark Merrill on the lips.
Oh, hot. Some sexual tension.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going the path that we thought. Rather hook up with Luna than Sable.
Hey.
Mark Merrill, man.
Sorry, just a couple guys over here thinking pause, dude. Thinking pause. I don't know if he was thinking pause back then, though.
No.
But this pisses Goldust off. So he comes out, attacks Mark Merrill. Now they're both Luna and Goldust attacking Mark Merrill. So this was their whole plan all along, right? Mm-hmm.
I think it was a setup.
Yeah.
I don't think she really wanted to kiss Mark Merrill at all.
No.
It was a kiss of lies, is what it was.
Yeah, I thought, what happened? Refresh my memory, because they were a tag team for a while.
Yep.
Goldust even dressed up as Luna.
Yeah, Sable.
Or, yeah.
I mean, he might have dressed up as Luna, too.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Manson does.
Yeah, Marilyn and Triple H does.
But, yeah, they were tight. They were tight for a while. And then all of a sudden, now, you know, he kissed my girl. Get off my girl, Holmes.
Yeah.
And then, boom.
Same girl.
Yeah. Same girl. We should do that. Goldust / Mark Merrill parody video about the same girl.
Yeah. So I met her at this party in the Cleveland. I don't even know where either of these guys are from. Where's Merrill from? New York?
New Jersey. Yeah. Wherever Tom Brandy's from.
So I met this girl up on the boardwalk. She sounded like Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah.
I guess Goldust's probably from Florida, right?
Yeah.
All from Florida.
Yeah, definitely. So Luna and Goldust beating the shit out of Mark Merrill here. And Sable, Captain Save-A-Paws, comes out and protects Merrill, beats the shit out of Luna for a little bit. She's holding her own, and then Mark Merrill all of a sudden yells at Sable for even coming out.
Well, he wanted to protect her.
She looks like she's going to be doing the pegging.
Ooh,
from here on out. Not only that, Sable pushes Mark Merrill and he falls down. So Sable is just holding her up.
That's domestic abuse.
That is domestic. Yeah. Your Honor, he made me wear a potato sack. Like, you still can't assault people. Them. Yeah. Potato sack or not. We did mention that Owen Hart will be putting that EU title on the line tonight. But to who, you are asking? Here's a gentleman we haven't seen in quite some time. I think he holds the record for world's largest dump.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh or something. Yeah. He took a shit in...
That's why they call it the Steel City. Right?
Yeah, change it to the Stink City. Either way, Mark Henry is coming out. Match starts probably 30 seconds in here. China. Strolling down the ramp, and she's watching from ringside. Owen tries to sharpshoot on Mark Henry like 6 or 7 times.
I haven't. He's way too thick a leg.
Way too thick.
You thick with it.
But there is a time in this match where Owen does finally land the sharpshooter, and China is along the ropes, and he just lets go of the sharpshooter. He finally gets it in and goes up to China.
I know, after all that.
Yeah.
It's not good. That's not a good win.
So what does Owen Hart do? Oh, so you're, I'll have a conversation with you. But then while you're right next to me, I'm just going to go right here up on that on that that post there. And I'm going to try to jump off. Please don't push me. Yeah, yeah. Well, of course she pushes him.
Mm-hmm.
It lands into Mark Henry's arms. And Mark Henry's doing a bear hug submission.
Yeah, we saw this in Mark Henry of old. 96 Mark Henry. Big bear hug guy.
Big bear hug guy. So holding the submission for quite a while. Then China sneaks in and gives a low blow to Mark Merrill. To Mark Henry. Is that to keep the belt on Owen?
Yeah, well, they ask her why. She says, because I can.
Because I can. I can do anything a man can.
That's like Roz from Monsters, Inc. Second Monsters, Inc. reference so far today.
Yeah.
I had the over-under at 2.5.
So when did Monsters, Inc. come out? 2005?
I think 2.
You done 2?
I'm thinking 2002, don't you?
There's another movie to see.
So it's really getting
the movie. There. I'm gonna end up seeing more movies than you. Yeah. Like, I've seen like a dozen. One of them including Cheaper by the Dozen.
Dozen One.
Oh wow. I saw it in Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that was my Wisconsin days back then.
Mm. You eat a lot of cheese curds at the movies then? Do they have them at the movies? They got to, right?
Hell, I don't remember. I just remember the movie.
We'll look into it.
Yeah. Six-man tag coming up. Kind of cool. Because aren't we getting a... Remind me, we're getting some sort of tag match here in the future, right? 15-man elimination tag?
Is that happening? For like the next title challengers or something? Why is that happening? For the NWA titles.
Perhaps. Something about it. I remember us saying there's a 15 tag, and we're like, are there even 15 tag teams? And I think we named 20. right off the spot without even looking.
Well, then yes, then that is happening. It's been a while. We haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Yes. Please bear with us.
Yeah. Six-man tag, we got the Headbangers with Takemichi Noku now.
Great team.
Yeah, maybe potential other food truck opportunity. You can do the mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Come on.
Something Thrasher related?
Yeah, the Thrasher taco, I guess. Oh. Or the Thrasher tortilla.
He just gets a tortilla, the whole other guy gets mashed potatoes. I guess it's kind of similar. You get a tortilla, you get tortilla chips, and he gets some mashed potatoes.
It's not really about the food. It's more that the employees wear the Headbanger skirts.
Yeah.
It's more like an Asian tilted kill, if you will. But the waitresses will not aggressively hit on you. It's like, how's the burger? It's good. Get your ass up off the table. I came for the burger with the onion ring on it. You know, not the Nuva ring, bitch, so get off of the table.
That's the feature. Yeah. Dude, you got that burger with the onion ring? That single onion ring?
With
on
the Nuva ring on it. All right. Headbangers do cut a little promo. I think this is like the first time I've seen them on the mic, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're calling out NWA, which is who they're challenging with Jim Cornette. And I think Thrasher says, and Taka, what do you think of Jim Cornette? And Taka goes, again, the only thing we've heard him say, you jackass.
And Schrabber Knocker.
And yeah, we did hear him say Schrabber Knocker. And Ruru Remen. Taka, where'd you get those tights? Ruru Remen. Very nice. This is a pretty quick match because Thrasher goes for the roll-up pin. Jim Cornette goes to throw his tennis racket. Thrasher catches it and gets the pin there.
Cornette can't win one here, man.
No, he can't. Let's move on because those matches were kind of boring. So Vince McMahon coming out introducing Iron Mike Tyson. And he's got a question for Mike here. Mike is going to be the enforcer of this match, right? Not to be confused with the old XFL team. Tom's favorite.
Chicago team. Enforcers, yeah.
Yeah. You know, is he going to call it right down the middle? Because Vince says, you know, Stone Cold likes to enforce his own rules here. And Mike gets on the mic. Mike gets on the mic.
Tyson gets on the mic.
Before he could speak a single word, that DX music hits, and they are coming out hot. So Sean is calling out Mike Tyson and says that they don't like to talk about, what does he say? They don't like to talk stuff about people behind their back. They like to say it to their face.
Right down your face.
Did it seem like Stone Cold, or sorry, that Shawn Michaels was kind of changing his voice in this promo? I don't know if he was trying to talk deeper, but it almost sounded like he was trying to sound like Stone Cold.
Yeah, this was a really good promo, I thought. He really...
I mean, it was a good promo, but I don't know if he was deepening up his voice for intimidation, but I'm like, it seems like he was trying to...
A little less Shatner-esque here, I think. Or he was playing...
I didn't cut the poke like this. I cut it like this. Yeah.
I'm a badass, and I'm going to beat you up, Mike Tyson.
Basically. Yeah, he also calls Mike Tyson boy.
Boy. Bring it, boy, or what does he say? Kick your
he
ass.
Said, I'm calling you out, boy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Calling you out, boy.
Is that because he's black?
Can't call I thought him. It could have been a little racist.
Can't call him boy.
So, but there's no coming back from saying something like that to Mike Tyson. Yeah. So, they're about to throw it out.
So, Sean wants to fight.
Yeah.
Tyson wants to fight.
Okay, let's do it.
Last time, it's always
you
a holdback.
Right here.
People are leaving the ring to let these guys fight.
Yeah. So, you get your guys out of here. I get my guys out of here.
So, Sean is literally squaring up with Mike Tyson in the ring. And I'm like, who is going to throw? Like, Sean doesn't want to throw the first punch. And Mike Tyson's telling him, basically hit him on the chin. And I'm like, I think Sean's going to get knocked out here.
Yeah. It's not looking good. He's holding him by the shirt, though, which is like a weird strategy.
It's a hockey fight.
Yeah, it's like he's going to pull a shirt over his head.
Yeah.
Instead, he just rips it off. Like, he rips it. Like, reverse Hulk Hogan rip.
Yeah, so now Mike Tyson has a D-Generation X shirt under his Roz War shirt. He's part of the X now.
They hug. Great. The DX music plays.
Big
do the suck it.
Big pop. Yeah, Tyson doing the suck it was
people
awesome.
People are freaking out, man.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming either. So this is the, I guess, million-dollar question here. If Mike Tyson is on side with Shawn Michaels, how can he call it down the middle?
I don't know that he will. I don't know if he will.
I don't think he can.
This is tough. This is a bad development for Stone Cold. I don't know if Stone Cold cares because he doesn't give two shits about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But not looking good. They got the right ally here.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to our next match, the Black Man match. Mm. Steve Blackman versus Kama Mustafa. Of the Nation of Domination, I will say that as much as we always emphasize saying black man instead of black men,
mm-hmm.
the announcers literally say black man.
Black man, that's how it's spelled.
I know, but...
Do you think Kama Mustafa means Steve Blackman in a different language?
In Rashiki?
Rikishi, I think.
In Rikishi, yeah. Wait, what? No, dashi is dashiki the thing that they wear on their heads?
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
I'm trying to remember, and I might be butchering this quote, but because I haven't seen this movie in so long. Another movie I've seen. Don't be a menace while drinking your juice in the hood, or don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Is that in your top five gangster movies?
I'm not pandering my audience, but yes, it is. When he goes, because is her name, I forget what her name is, but he asks what her name means, and she goes, it's dashiki for doggy style. And I always thought that was a language, and then I realized that it's something because of that movie.
I mean, maybe it's also a language.
I don't know. A dashiki. Well, I don't know. Swipe up. Let us know.
Yeah.
Inform us, if you will. Steve Blackman versus Kama Mustafa, and Sergeant Slaughter comes out and says, look, you maggots, we've had a fucking clean match all day. Please, for the love of God, with the Nation of Domination, please leave. We need a clean fucking match. Please.
I gotta hit my quota, guys.
Yeah.
I need one a week.
Yeah. Or as Tom Subversa, Sergeant Slaughter goes out and goes, hey, you maggots. Hey, guys, we really need a fucking clean match here. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. Get out there. Let this black man versus black man. We can do it quick, please. By the way, fun fact, Steve Blackman is 2-0 against the Nation of Domination.
And undefeated still, right?
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah.
I don't know why that's a mind blowing, but he's probably 17-0. But I'm like, but he is 2-0 in this division. Yeah. Black guys, yeah. Takes a black guy to help black guys.
He's the best black man.
He's the best black man. So far, yeah. God, it would be great if he just joined the Nation of Domination, right?
All right.
So, match is going on. I actually did enjoy this match. I thought it was a good match. Seeing, like, Kama's size versus, like, the a lot of good leg kicks and stuff. Mm-hmm. By, either way, Nation of Domination come out and just fuck up Steve Blackman. So, technically, this is a win for him. And then, who comes out to help Steve Blackman?
I can't say
I'm here for you, dude, because it's gonna get so confusing.
Sounds like Tom Brandy now.
With my limited impressions. By the way, Ken Shamrock doesn't even sound like that, but it's what he should sound like.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
So Ken Shamrock comes out to help Steve Blackman, and they do clean house here against the Nation of Domination. And holy shit, is Ken Shamrock fucking jacked!
Is that what you're going for, the Shamrock?
Dude, I'm going for the Shamrock, dude. I'm going to cut my hair and keep
it. You got to get a cut-off referee shirt.
I'm going to say no to that, because even he was, I think, was, did I show it on here, where he actually said he was like, he's like, yeah, that shirt looked like it was painted on or something. I don't know. It was an old tweet or something. Either way, let's get this done and over with, because I think that just gave me a low battery signal. Double J is introduced by Tennessee Lee. I have no idea who this guy is.
Tennessee Lee? Mm-hmm. The T-E-N-N-E-E?
Yeah.
I feel like we've seen
Jeff Jarrett. Double J, or J-E-F-F-J-A-R-R-E-T-T-E.
I feel like he's been here before. I think he might have introduced Rockabilly the first time, actually. Now that I think
about it. And then it went to Honky Tonk Man to make sense of all this.
Yes.
All right, so Double J is going to be facing the conspiracy that we hear upon. Flash Funk.
So Double J, he's now Double J again, not, just to reiterate.
Yes.
The guy who sings Baby Tonight and all that, all of a sudden.
God, I miss it. I would sing it right now if we didn't have low battery.
Right. But the guy's got a sign that says Flash Funk, or World, whatever we want, Flash Funk. Then he's also got a sign that says...
No, this is guys like...
Right next to each other?
Yeah, there are about like five people in between.
Double J rules?
Double J rules.
Did this guy have the script for this episode? Like, who's guessing these two guys are showing up?
I know. And then they call him Double. I mean, I guess he always kind of went by Double J, but now he's sticking to Double J, not Jeff Jarrett. So, yeah, I thought these were planted people.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Either way, they're the most genius. Or they have a time machine like we do. Or it was us.
Maybe it was us. Either way, Double J gets a figure four submission for the win. I didn't know he hit figure fours, but I guess he does. Let's talk about that random celebrity.
Yeah, your girl.
And they were covered. She was covered up. You know how they kind of like mimic, or it was like, I don't know, anyone who's like witness protection, they would like kind of black out their face. Do you remember like the first episode we ever did?
I thought it was two.
Yeah.
When they were talking about the chick talking about hooking up with Shawn Michaels.
It's Jennifer Flowers.
Your girl. It's Jennifer Flowers.
If you need to take you a stroll down memory lane back in 1998 when. You know, our presidents had integrity.
When our presidents could still get boners.
Is this where he's throwing the ad
for
Roman?
Yeah. Get Roman. It's discreet packaging, and you'll have a boner in no time.
Yeah.
And she'll like it, too.
At Beer Fest, we went to a dive bar afterwards. And I was like cashing out, and I was waiting for him. I'm like, where's Matt at? And they're like, oh, he went to the car. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like signing my thing, and I'm like looking at all the trash. It was like half empty beers, like 12 shot glasses, and then a ripped open blue chew sitting on the. I'm like, oh, he's ready to roll. That thing kicked in. I'm like, of course he's waiting in the car.
Can't stand up right now.
I'm like, this is the fucking ripped open blue chew. So funny. So
but we don't endorse Blue Chew.
We do not. Yeah,
get the Roman. It is cheaper, by the way, if you do look
cheaper
it up.
By the dozen.
Yeah. Let's talk about, we did mention the beef with LOD. They don't really go into detail. They just say that their situation is worse than ever. Mm-hmm. So let's go into our main event, ladies and gentlemen. Kane versus Stone Cold. Kane comes out with Paul Bearer. They're in the ring. Glass shatters. Stone Cold comes out. He's met with Triple H right off of the ramp. He was hiding, waiting for him. When Stone Cold turns around, he's met with a sweet chin music from Shawn Michaels.
Don't even get the match.
Austin runs backstage. We go to a commercial break. Go to the announcers. Probably 7 minutes has passed, and Kane and Paul Bearer are still in the ring.
I wonder what they were doing that whole time. Just standing there like
just
that?
They had just been standing there. I mean, Kane didn't really do anything else but stand there. So he would eventually turn his hair down.
But they do have something to say still.
Yeah, Paul Bearer's got the mic, which I always enjoy. Let him go on as a little bit of a rant here.
They're going to do a tribute to Undertaker. They never got to honor him as a dead guy, I guess.
Yeah.
So he has Kane go get the bell. And meanwhile, Kane goes to get the bell and beats up a fan. And then...
Can we talk about that just for a second? Tom's like, he just grabs the fan, beats him up. He beat the shit out of this guy wearing a Stone Cold shirt. He not only beat the shit out of him, he threw him into the stairs. Yeah.
Ripley just grabs him off from behind the railing and throws him over.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, nice. Then they bring the ring bell guy in. I forget his name.
The timekeeper, we'll say.
Yeah, timekeeper guy. And they need to do a 10-bell salute to The Undertaker.
Sure. I mean, he is dead.
Yeah, so they ring it 10 times.
Yep.
Then he chokeslams him.
The timekeeper, yeah.
The timekeper. Then he's going to do a tombstone, does that. Then he teases that, you know what, Kane has not done tombstoning or chokeslamming people. How about you, JR? Or King.
He's got one tombstone left to give.
Yeah, he's got one more left to give. That's it for tonight. And then you hear another bell. But not the timekeeper's out. So
not a ding.
Not a ding. More like a dong. And lightning. Or does the...
Lights go out. You got the purple hue.
The dong keeps going.
Undertaker's music is playing. And it pans over to a casket at the top of the Titantron.
Not a good sign for Kane here.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought the this arena was indoors.
It is.
Oh, it is?
It is, yeah, I think so.
So how the hell did a lightning bolt come from the sky and strike this coffin only to find Undertaker laying at rest?
Uh-oh. Must have been some... supernatural stuff going on.
Must have been some magic in that old top hat.
Then Frosty comes out.
Yeah, yeah. Not the Frosty you're thinking. Dave Thomas's Frosty. They said if you see Flash Funk or Double Chain tonight, the whole crowd gets a free Frosty.
One Frosty, though, yeah. That they got to share amongst all of them. And so that got ugly quick.
Yeah,
meanwhile, Undertaker sits up, okay? And he gets up, and he is very much alive. He tells them that you cannot kill what does not want to be perished. Or you cannot destroy what does not want to
be perished. Yeah, I thought it was a good line.
It's a good line. Line of the night, maybe?
I'll give it his line of the night for sure.
Line of the night from The Undertaker. And he says at WrestleMania, it's all over for you, Kane. And what he was doing this whole month that he's been gone is he was... comforting his dead parents and telling them that he was going to have to beat the shit out of Kane and kill him.
So. Yeah, Undertaker said when they
took it well, I heard.
When they would battle, you know, mommy and daddy used to pull me off me, but, you know, they're dead too, unless lightning comes and strikes and, you know.
I don't think they had that kind of power.
There must have been some magic in that old hat.
Can we do that? Can we get Undertaker reading Christmas Carol stories?
Yes. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Kane, I really should be going. Maybe it's cold outside.
What's in this drink?
Embalming fluids. right, we can end it here. We'll see you for the next episode. Good night.
You missed the whole part about the ex and Mike Tyson leaving the arena, though. That was before this. I don't even think you had it.
I believe I took a call.
Perfect timing.
Well, we'll get it maybe next time when I show Robert the clip. Because there's good content there. There's good content.
Okay, maybe I'll just dub you saying good night.
I say that word.
Yeah. It's been a while. All right, guys. Good night.
And God bless wrestling.